Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, yes, indeed. Good to have you with us on a Tuesday edition of Russell on the Radio. I am merely the rooster, cock-a-doodle-doo to you, Chris Russell. AMAC on the other side of the glass, be nice to him. If you want to call in, 301-230-0980. We've just been kind of bouncing around. One other extension to that Reggie Barlow UFL Defenders, DC Defenders, I should say, story. You know, the league, of course, owns all the teams. So they announce, hey, man, one of our head coaches is quitting to become the new head coach at Tennessee State University to replace Eddie George. We had the voice of Tennessee State football in just about a week and a half ago, my guy Dan Lang. And, you know, they also announced, hey, who's going to be the interim head coach? And that's this guy, quarterback's coach, Shannon Harris. But could you imagine, like, if Dan Quinn resigned? The Commanders were scheduled to open up, you know, this year against the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, right? Because that's one of their road games. You know, and that's very feasible that that could be a week one matchup, right? And I don't know, maybe that's on a Monday night, right? Because you know they're going to be on primetime as many times as the league is allowed to schedule them. And Dan Quinn quit basically on the Tuesday of the week leading up. Just incredible. Just incredible. Now, Reggie Barlow, he was in studio a couple of times with Pete and myself when we were still doing the show together. Nice man. You know, certainly worked hard. The league is what the league is, you know. Again, this would not happen in the NFL. So the comparison is not fair, but I mean, that's essentially what it is. He quit and took another job on Sunday night, I think it came out, right? And they play this Sunday. By the way, this Sunday, you have the Nationals and the Phillies at 1:35, I think it is. You have the Capitals and the Sabres at 3 o'clock. And the DC Defenders and the defending UFL champion, Birmingham Stallions, at 3 o'clock at Audi Field. What's going on this Sunday? And maybe Maryland in the Elite Eight on Saturday evening. And then maybe the Lady Terps off the upset of South Carolina. on Sunday evening. How about them apples? All right. So you have all that going on. Then on top of that, you have this. And I wanted to get to this, and we will get to this now. The Nationals unveiled on Sunday morning, in case you weren't paying attention, brand new City Connect jerseys. Now, I am not a jersey guy. I don't really care. A lot of you are consumed by it, are just, I mean, you. It seems like you care more about the jersey colors and the team name and the shield and the logos and all of that ancillary stuff more than you care about the team winning. And I'm not just talking about the Nationals. Ba-dum-bum. I'm talking about you-know-who. Okay? Whereas I look at it as completely ancillary. Now, they got rid of those weirdish-looking softball uniforms from last year, the white ones. Yeah, I mean, you know, they weren't the best-looking jerseys, but by no means did I go, oh my God, I can't watch the game. I can't root for the team. I can't do that. No, no. Like so many of you have done in other walks of life. Now, granted, they didn't change the team name. I got it. I understand that there's a difference. But a lot of you bitch and moan and complain and whine and cry incessantly about like a different shade of burgundy. Meanwhile, they've been wearing yellow mustard colored pants for decades and nobody seems to care. And while calling themselves the burgundy and gold. But anyway. The Nationals introduced these City Connect jerseys. And basically, they have a roadmap of the city on them. And listen, I like the color. I like the idea. I like the concept. I don't know if we needed to go with a roadmap. Faintly illustrating the jersey with a couple of cherry blossoms on the arm. I don't know if we needed to do all that. But remember, they're doing it not just because, as they'll tell you, DC is important. DC is home. We want to represent DC. Even though they draw, certainly, from more than just D.C. We know that, right? But D.C. is home. D.C. is where the heart is. Davey Martinez essentially said that the other day when parading around in a robe in the locker room. They're doing it to make money. To sell something new. After a while, and especially when the team's been god-awful for 5 years, there's only so much you can sell. Right? And even though James Wood and Dylan Cruz are here, and C.J. Abrams is part of the core, and Luis Garcia had a breakout year, and they added Nathaniel Lowe, and they added Paul DeJong, and they added they brought back Trevor Williams and Kyle Finnegan, and they added Osegura, and they added Soroka, and this guy, and that guy. And there is no doubt they should be way better this year than 71 wins. How much better? Don't know. 78, 79, hopefully 80. We'll see. They're selling stuff. It's a money-making operation. It's a business. Major League Baseball is a business. They're not selling. Hey, let's all look around and be like, woohoo, we're from Washington, D.C. We represent Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. or bust, baby. Because we know. We know, or at least we should know, that the second that anyone on that roster has a chance to go anywhere else for a bigger paycheck, they would. I shouldn't say that. In many cases, they would. Obviously, Mike Rizzo, I'm sure, has had plenty of opportunities to leave and go elsewhere. Maybe he hasn't been offered enough money to make it worth it, but he's had plenty of opportunities to be taken out of here. So I shouldn't say, obviously, everyone. But my point being is, they haven't stayed because of some D.C. pride. They haven't stayed because Washington, D.C. is in their blood. They've stayed because it's a comfortable environment. It's a great city. There is a lot of passionate, fun, diehard, loyal fans. Depending on the time, years, success, it could be small, it could be large and proud and passionate, like we all saw during many, many, many playoff runs, including obviously the World Series run and back in 2019, the last time the team was largely relevant. This isn't about Washington, D.C. This isn't about the Washington Nationals living and operating and playing in Washington, D.C. Sure, that's the public stance. This is to make money. There's only so many red Nationals jerseys or white National jerseys that you can make and sell and buy. This is, ooh, ma, pa, look. You go into the team store beyond the center field or beyond the center field and in front of the center field gate, and you see these brand new Carolina-ish blue, different color, different look, City Roadmap jerseys, City Connect. The theory behind it makes sense. The selling point makes sense. But make no mistake about it, this is to make money. This is to give a fan base that is largely disgruntled and frustrated that the ownership group doesn't spend any money or any real money, legitimate money. This is an opportunity to give them something to be excited about besides actually a better baseball team that they're also fielding and also throwing out and also building. But they don't control that. They don't control necessarily winning or losing. The marketing, the business operations people, Major League Baseball, again, apparel, what have you. Everybody's got these City Connect things, right? Depending on what sport, some are garish, some are awful looking. This is not awful by any means. This is fairly good. Again, I don't necessarily need to have the roadmap, the grid of the city on the uniform. I could do without that. Find a different way. It's fine. I won't be buying one, but that's not for me. Right? It's for you. But let's make no mistake about it. This isn't because, first and foremost, and again, I've heard it from Davey Martinez. This isn't because, oh, hey, we woke up and realized how proud we are to play in Washington, D.C. Well, they were proud last year to play in Washington, D.C. When they debuted the Cherry Blossom jerseys, the original Cherry Blossom jerseys, right, which were a huge hit, they made a ton of money on that. So now they basically retired those, and now it's time for something new and time for something different. We can't sell the stadium naming rights. We don't have a jersey patch. We got screwed forever on the Masson deal. We're going to get a new TV deal. We might or might not be selling the team. We might or might not be 500 this year. But you know what we're going to do? Damn it, we're going to sell a lot of blue jerseys. Because we're going to talk about the pride that is installed in us. We're going to talk about what it means to play for and in the nation's capital. And all of that's great. All of that is a little bit of smoke and mirrors. Because largely what it's about is finding a way to freshen up your gear and your merch and to make more money. Now, Nationals fans are not going to want to hear that. My guys at Talk Nats, the Nats Report, other fans, they're not going to want to hear that. That's my truth. I think that is the truth. And the reality. But you're not going to want to hear that. You're not going to be happy with me. But the bottom line is, I can see things for what they are. I can see through things. And what this is potentially, and it will be, a big money grab. That's what it is. And that's okay. They need to make money because they're not selling enough tickets. They got screwed on the TV deal. They haven't, for whatever reason, sold the stadium naming rights. They haven't, for whatever reason, sold the jersey patch. They've done nothing to help themselves. Or very little. But just because they want to sell it as some beaming pride thing, it can be that. But it very much also is this. And that's the reality. That's the truth. And again, people aren't going to want to hear that. But I think I owe that to you, even though it's not going to be a popular opinion or a popular commentary. It's okay. They need to make money. Because if making money means a better baseball team, I'm all for it. As long as it's somewhat reasonable. Meaning, you can't go and start charging $50 for an upper level seat. You know? That doesn't make sense. This makes sense. Not everybody has to buy a jersey. Not everybody will, but a lot of people will. Just like they bought the great cherry blossoms. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll get to the Commanders, as well some NFL when we return, and as well we'll mix in some of your calls. Got some usual suspects aboard. We will take care of business on that end next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, one thing I wanted to get to, actually, before we get some NFL stuff in after the bottom of the hour break, is this. I just mentioned the Nationals with the jerseys and your response and whatever, and again, I don't expect many people to agree with me and want to speak the truth, but, you know, it is what it is. One thing I wanted to throw out there about the Nationals, right? There is no doubt that they are going to be a much better team, a much more competitive team. By the way, Brian Mitchell and I will be at Tap 99 on Thursday. Basically what we're doing is, the whole show will be at Tap 99 right behind the center field gate and the ballpark, right? Opening day, 4:05, all that. Hoffman will be there too during the game. Brian Mitchell and I are doing a simulcast on both 106.7 and 980 from 1 to 2. Then I will do from 2 to 4 solo here on Team 980. And we will have, you know, of course, the game is on 106.7 with coverage beginning at 3:30. So we will have you covered. So if you're in the area, if you're in Navy Yard, come out and see us. Tap 99 right behind the center field gate or right near the center field gate in the Navy Yard on Thursday afternoon. So I just wanted to make sure we mention that. The Nationals have themselves a great young outfield. We know this. And it could even get younger. Robert Hassel III, who was sent down, who had a great spring, could be back up in reasonably decently quick fashion, right? Just because you don't make the opening day roster doesn't mean you don't get the call up in early April, mid-April, late April, early May, what have you. We saw it with Jacob Young last year. But speaking of Young and Jacob Young, great defensive center fielder. Great defensive center fielder. We all know this. Can he hit consistently to hold off Hassel? Don't know. We had him on the show about 2 weeks ago. He's got tons of speed. If he can just figure out a way to get on base more, just figure out a way to be more of a pest at the plate, the Nationals could have something really special there. Now, he's never going to hit for power, never going to hit a lot of, you know, RBI production or whatever. But as Davey has alluded, a single is essentially a double. But this is, I think, with Dylan Cruz in right and James Wood in left and the amount of space that he can gobble up with those freaking long legs and the 6'6 frame, this is their best defensive outfield, clearly. And it's their best outfield in a long time. A trio, and even if Jacob Young doesn't take a dramatic step forward, again, we don't know if Robert Hassel is going to be great as a hitter in the major leagues just because he had a good spring training, a really good spring training. And just because he was a top prospect at one point who has fallen on some hard times injury-wise, lack of production, so on and so forth. But the point being is, this isn't a one-trick pony, to use that term. This isn't based on one guy, it's based on three guys, and really four. The Nationals could have the best young outfield in the game. Some people are talking about Seattle with, wait for it, Victor Robles, in case you forgot about him. Julio Rodriguez, who had a disappointing year last year, and Randy Arozarena, who had a disappointing year last year, was acquired from Tampa Bay in late June. If they're all healthy, and Robles got hurt already, if they're all healthy and if they all bounce back, that's probably a better threesome because it's got a little bit more experience in Arozarena and Julio Rodriguez and even Robles. But I'll take the Nationals three. I'll take the Nationals three. You want to talk about the San Diego Padres? Jackson Merrill? And Fernando Tatis? You want to take that? Okay. No thanks, not for me. I know they feel really good about that combo. Tatis was once one of the best young players in the game. He had a fine year last year. 21 home runs, slash 276, 340, 492. Okay. All right. They let Jerickson Profar go. I mean, Merrill had a really, really good year. Okay. I don't know. Maybe I'm blind. Maybe I'm ignorant. Maybe I'm both of those things. But I'll kind of take the Nats young outfield and what it can be, not what it is right now, what it can be over the course of this year, as hopefully, in my opinion, the best young outfield threesome and really foursome in baseball. And maybe I'm crazy for that. All right. We'll get to the calls on the other side, I promise you. We will do some NFL, and we will mix you in on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we told you about this. College football, how about this? A coach being fired on March 25th. That's Stanford. The Stanford Cardinal and new GM Andrew Luck have fired football coach Troy Taylor, who stunk 3-9 the last 2 years. But they fired him not for performance, but for inappropriate comments to another woman about her appearance, belittling female staffers, and also bullying them and other reported rules violations while the head coach at Stanford. Andrew Luck making that announcement on social media earlier today. Meanwhile, from women's college basketball, as you may have heard, and as we covered earlier, Juju Watkins, unfortunately out for the rest of this NCAA tournament year and into next year with a torn ACL suffered in last night's USC win in the second round, as they'll advance to the Sweet 16 without her, the arguably best young player in college basketball, women's college basketball, out with a torn ACL. Meanwhile, the Maryland men getting set for the number one seed Florida Gators right here on the Team 980 on Thursday. Coverage underway at 7 o'clock. Johnny Holiday, Chris Nocke, Walt Williams from San Francisco, and everything in between. The Lady Terrapins on their way to Birmingham to take on number one seed South Carolina on Friday night. The two best teams in the NHL meet tonight at 7:45, the coverage from Winnipeg, the Jets and the Capitals, the Caps with a long-term contract extension, as we mentioned in hour number one, and broke down for Jacob Chychrun, 8 years, $72 million in AAV of $9 million per year, and that's what's trending.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, Max, sorry I'm late. I was just investigating the food drop over on the other side of the aisle.
What we got?
Caddy's, Bethesda. Just made a massive food drop, so you should go get yourself some lunch when you can. And also talking to our guy Christian, who I guess set up the Tap 99 broadcast and remote on Thursday for opening day. Again, we'll be in the Navy Yard right behind the center field gate, so if you're coming down, come down early, hang out with us. B. Mitch and I will be doing a live simulcast on 106.7 and 980 from 1 to 2. I'll be doing the rest of the show 2 to 4 on 980. The game, of course, on 106.7 at 4:05. Against Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, and the Philadelphia Phillies. So looking forward to opening day right there. All right. So before we get to some NFL stuff, I wanted to get a couple of calls in here and mix it up. Let's get to Lou out of the gates here in the leadoff spot. I'm sure Lou is angry about something that I've said. What's up, Lou? How are you?
Not today, man.
Not today? Man. Wow!
How you feeling, boss?
Hey, man. What's up, Lou?
You and your producer, y'all been hanging around with, what's his name? Wiz Khalifa or something, man. He know what's up.
With
hey,
who?
Man, what's up, what I told him. Wiz Khalifa, he know what it is.
Okay. Yeah, he asked me if I was high when I picked up the phone.
Well, now, why are you making fun of AMAC?
Nah, he got like answer the phone, you know, kind of little.
All he's trying to do is do 14 jobs for the price of one. That's it. He's a fine young man. He's an excellent producer. He's on top of things. There are things that he has produced and prepared for me that I haven't even gotten to yet, which we will get to. He is a good young man.
Oh, yeah. I respect that. I respect him. He knows what it is. I'm just messing with him. That's all. But, yeah, man, I want to come in and say I was wrong on, going against Maryland. But, you know, good for them, man. Good for the girls and the men's basketball team.
Lou, you did pick – I mean, just to be fair, you did pick Grand Canyon, right? And you also picked Colorado State, which was one you got right. You picked Colorado State to beat Memphis, so I can't kill you that much. Unlike Paulie, who picked Norfolk State over over Florida and completely ruined our bracket. You only semi-ruined the bracket. But that's okay. It's kind of understandable. You didn't like Maryland, and that was before Kevin Willard went off.
Yeah, yeah. All right, man. I don't know what his situation is. I think he's planning on going to another team. I guess he got to go with where the money is. So.
Well, we'll hear from him shortly. You
know, yeah. Other than that, man, I like what the Cavs been doing, man. I like the, give me 1 second, Chris. 1 second. I got a customer, man. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I'm doing a radio show here. I got to fill the air with something.
I know you are, buddy. All right, now I'm done. But like I said, man, go ahead.
What kind of customer do you have?
You can be there for me because I'm that guy. That's
I know. What kind of customer do you have? What are you doing?
No, I was just, I'm holding my sister's store down. So, dealing with the register. So I had to ring him up. I don't want to.
Did you charge him big bucks?
No. I want to make sure. I don't think so. But like I said, what I was saying about the Cavs, yeah, man. Shout out to my guy, man. He always showed me love, man.
Who?
Come on, man. Who be shouting me every time I'm blanking on my guy name, man.
I don't remember.
You know who, but he know what it is. He always comes and defend me talking about I watch the Cavs, man. You know I love the Cavs, man. You know I got OV jersey, but that's a long story. But other than that, man, they doing the right thing.
Until last week,
man.
I didn't even know you knew what a puck was.
Come on, Chris, man. I'll tell you about. I could go back to the boat, and we could rewind what I've been saying about OG. A lot of people, Chris. A lot of people gave up on the dude. Said, "Oh, he wasn't gonna, break the record." Blah blah. Man, come on, man. Knowing OV, come on. I said he was gonna do it in year 2025 or 2026. So that's exactly what he's gonna do. I think he might do it this year, if not next season. But other than that, man, I love what they're doing as far as the signing. Some of these young dudes that, the core that you talked about. And I think Ted is finally kind of waking up, I guess, because I didn't like the way, he partway with the Stanley Cup coach back in 2019.
Well, yeah, that was not a good look. That was not a good look. But that was as much the general manager as it was that Ted. That was Brian McClellan's decision, too. So,
come on, man. The guy brought us a Stanley Cup, and you going to let a guy go over some money?
I know.
That is petty.
Well,
it was more
than just money. It was also the messaging and the philosophy and all that stuff. But I hear you, Lou. I appreciate you as always. I got to let you run so we can get a couple more in here before. Jeff Ehrman joins us from Inside MD Sports on the other side of 3 o'clock. Let's go to Tim and Tiny Tim and where?
Tony Town.
Yeah,
Tony Town.
Good
Sorry
afternoon.
About that.
Yeah.
What's up, Tim?
Yeah. I agree with you about the outfield for the Nats. And, I have no issue with really the young players that got and so forth. My problem is this. I don't think the manager, Martinez, managed the pitching staff very well last year. Now, I didn't jog it down for every game, but I looked at the box scores, and it just seems to me he often took out pitchers that were doing well.
Mm-hmm.
He'd take them out in the fifth inning regardless.
Yep.
And then he would leave a pitcher in, like Patrick Corbin at times was getting killed, and he left them in there to be really creamed. And they let Brian Finnegan go, which I had no problem with last year.
Kyle Finnegan.
And Finnegan lost his stuff in the last month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But then they go and re-sign him.
Yeah.
Finnegan couldn't get on with apparently another club. So I got some issues, not with the position players, but I really don't know that we have a manager that really manages the pitching staff correctly.
All right, so let's work through this together, Tim, because it's a more than fair point, right? So if you think about it now, what is running baseball a lot more now than when Davey Martinez was a player and therefore a young bench coach and then even a manager? It's analytics. It's all the data.
Well, it is.
And what they're saying is when a guy goes through especially a young pitcher. A, there's only so many bullets in the arm,
inning count,
all that stuff. They're trying to manage. They're trying to spot that. Also, when a guy goes through a lineup for a third time, which is generally speaking, the fifth or sixth inning, a lot of younger pitchers especially tend to lose it and tend to get hit harder. So they're trying to get ahead of that. They're trying to accomplish a dual purpose there. As far as Corbin, right, you know what happened there. They were paying him so much money. They weren't willing they weren't able to trade him. They weren't willing to part ways with him. So when he would get lit up like a Christmas tree, which would often happen in the first and second inning, not often, but it would happen, semi-regularly, I guess is the best way to put it. They were like, okay, we know we can't go to our bullpen in the second inning or the first inning or even the third inning. So he's just got to take some bullets for us and get us through five, get us through six, and we'll hope to get back in the game. So that was the kind of thought process there. As far as Finnegan goes, they let him go. They said, here, go. We're not going to pay you. And then they brought him back.
They signed him for less, I believe, than what they would have paid him for arbitration.
Yes, it was way less than what they would have paid in arbitration, correct.
Right, but here's the deal. I think we have a good up-and-coming team. I just have my doubts about the way the starting pitchers are handled. And I understand saving the arm, but sometimes I say to myself, what are you saving for the playoffs? I mean, like, you know, these guys are not young anymore, really, when you think about it.
Well, you're talking about, and I don't mean to jump in on you, but you're talking about guys like DJ Hirsch, Mitchell Parker, right? You're talking about Josiah Gray already got hurt, but you're talking about, I mean, outside of Trevor Williams and now Soroka, right? You're talking about younger guys. And again,
I would like to see these guys go at least six or seven innings.
I understand that, and I would too, and I'm with you, okay, in general. Here's the problem. You know, and I know, that it's a way, 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 way different game than what us old school baseball fans, A, would like, and B, what we grew up with and what we want to see.
Sure.
You know, and that's just the way it is. I forgot Mackenzie Gore and Jake Irvin, obviously, are part of that young core, too. And I do understand. You don't want guys breaking down and getting injured, right? You want them to make 30-plus starts, you know? I do understand that a little bit.
Yes, and look, I'm a Nats fan. I've been a Nats fan. I was even a fan for 33 years that we didn't have a baseball team. But I just want to see that the manager doesn't, quote, waste the young position players because the pitching staff is being mismanaged.
I got you. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. Good call. I understand. Sometimes it's frustrating. Guys, you know, through five innings, and he's given up one run and three hits, and, you know, and then Davey's pulling the plug. It happens a little bit less now because you don't need to pinch hit for pitchers anymore, but, you know, it's a bullpen league. It's a bullpen sport, and that's why the composition of the bullpen is important. That's one of the reasons why they brought back Finnegan. A, because they didn't have an established closer, but Jose Ferrer is probably going to be the closer by midway through the season. Probably. But that's why they brought in veteran relievers like Sims and Lopez. Excuse me. To have more arms. To have more options. Because basically, you ask your starting pitchers, hey, man, get us through five. If you can get through six without having to face the heart of the lineup three times, meaning if you can be pretty clean and economical the first five, we can give you the sixth. After that, that's all gravy. I mean, it's just not the Nolan Ryans, you know, and that's why when Nolan Ryan was running the Texas Rangers and came back and he tried to be a tough ass, you know, didn't work. Players today are way softer. And teams are way more analytically savvy and data-driven. All right, We got to take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get to Jonesy as soon as we can. Jeff Ehrman, Inside MD Sports, coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll get back to Kevin Willard and everything in between on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, again, back to Maryland in about 9 minutes, maybe 10. Jeff Ehrman, Inside MD Sports, will join us after the Maryland women advanced to the Sweet 16 last night. The Maryland men with the game-winning walk-off from Derek Queen and advancing to the Sweet 16 Thursday night here on the Team 980 against number one Florida, and everything going on with Kevin Willard. And you will hear Kevin Willard with Kevin Sheehan in terms of what he had to say about his future here as well. All right, let's grab Little. He's been on hold for a while. What's up, Little? How are you?
What's going on?
Yo, what's up, Luke? Little? How are you?
What's up, new hockey man. I'm a little disappointed he went against the Terps because I'm homegrown, Lou. And I believe I paid my taxes here. And I want to say something about them jerseys, man. I like the color. But, man, look, highlight the grid. If you go highlight the grid like the brim of the hat, then you got something going. I go out and buy that jersey. But it's too late to highlight the grid because that's important, man. If you're gonna acknowledge where you play at, and if you had that brim of the hat, that dark blue, if that grid was the color of that brim of the hat, man, that jersey, that's a moneymaker jersey. I'm truly saying that, Rooster. Rooster, you got to realize this is the capital city of the U.S., United States of America. In 5 to 7 years, Rooster, we're going to be talking about the four horsemen, the Commanders, and I'm going to say the Wizards are coming, the Nationals and the hockey team. The Capitals are going to win it this year. Mark me on that word. Capitals going to bring it home this year. But we're working on that 5 to 7 year span where you're going to look at me and say, damn, Little was right. Hey, that's all I got, man. God bless y'all. Shout out to Lou, my main man.
There you go.
Shout out to y'all, man.
I always say to myself at like 4 in the morning when I wake up and yes, I can't sleep, Little was right.
There you go.
That's the first thing on my mind, Little.
Championship City, my man. Rooster.
My guy. No, Rooster. Appreciate you. Hang in there. All right, I'll talk to you. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take the time out now so we can come back with Jeff Ehrman from Inside MD Sports. He's got lots of stuff, including we'll talk about what Kevin Sheehan and Kevin Willard talked about this morning. And then we'll let you hear that probably after the interview. We've got the quotes and the gist of it, so we'll talk about that as well. Maryland officially hired their defensive coordinator today on the football side. Weird. It's like late March. And obviously the men and the women in the Sweet 16 will cover it all with Jeff Ehrman of Inside MD Sports coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.